How long was I out for? Couldn't have been more than a few hours. Wait a minute. Why is there a bag covering my head? And I can't move my arms. They must be tied down to something. My legs are tied too? Damn it. Whoever attacked me knew what they were doing. All right, stay calm. You're trained for this. Best agent in the world, right? Yeah. Damn right you are. Now think. Who could be responsible for this? MI5? BND? FSB? Mossad? No. That doesn't make any sense. I'm on good terms with all of them. This couldn't have been state-sanctioned. It's gotta be someone acting alone. Someone with the balls to ambush me in my own home. But who? Maybe it was... No. It couldn't be her. No way she'd be this smart. Someone's coming.
Put him in that chair.
That voice.
Yeah, the one opposite hers.
Holy shit, it was her. Fuck.
Alright, now tie his arms and legs. He may not look like much, but you can never be too careful. Yeah, those knots look pretty sturdy enough. He won't be going anywhere. No, go keep watch outside. I need to be alone with these two. And now we have some privacy. Let's get this bag off your head.
Finally. Staring inside that bag gets old after a while. But compared to your ugly face, I think I prefer the bag.
Shut up. Always such a snarky bitch.
Is that the best you've got? What? Too lazy to make it to the gym?
You're talking a lot of shit for someone who's tied to a chair.
For now. Just wait until I get free.
I'll be waiting a long time. For you and your friend over there.
Who is that guy anyway? Some loose end you forgot to get rid of? You are always bad with those.
I believe you two know each other. Quite well, in fact.
Hey, why do those socks he's wearing look familiar? You fucking snake! Take the bag off my husband's head now!
As you wish.
Oh my god, baby. Are you alright?
You know, it's kind of hard for him to speak when his mouth is gagged.
Shut up. I can see that. This is a new low, even for you. My husband's got nothing to do with our line of work, and you know it.
On the contrary. I think he has everything to do with it.
Bullshit. Why don't you just untie me so we can settle these things once and for all?
What? You'll think you'll get lucky like you did in Copenhagen?
Breaking your arm in three places wasn't luck. How's it feeling, by the way?
Just fine, fuck you very much. Felt even better when I wrapped it around your throat this morning.
Of course. You had to sneak up on me. Cowards like you never fight fair.
Speaking of which, did you ever tell your hubby why you went to Denmark?
What? Well,
You hid it from him, didn't you? I thought spouses were supposed to trust each other and share everything. Look at him. He's been sitting there, not knowing what we're talking about, because he doesn't know you.
I have no idea what she's...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Stop lying to the poor man, and you call me a coward. Go ahead. Tell him who you really are, or I'll do it for you.
Fine. Baby, remember when I said I was an analyst for the government? That wasn't the whole truth. I'm more of a field agent.
A shitty field agent.
In your dreams, bitch. Top marks at my academy, fluency in 12 languages, countless high-risk missions under my belt. I'm the best there is. But you already knew that, didn't you? My sources say you're always looking for more intel on me. I wonder, is it because you like to be thorough? Or because you've got an inferiority complex?
Shut up.
You know, honey, little Miss Viper here used to do wet work for our allies in the UK. But she left. Oh, I'm sorry. Defected.
Shut your fucking mouth.
She defected to a foreign power. All because they waved some shiny bag of cash in her face. Unless I'm mistaken, that makes you a traitor and a whore.
That's it. I've had enough of you.
What are you gonna do? You idolize me way too much to kill me. And you won't hurt my husband, because you know better. So what else is there?
Oh, you'll see. Wait right there.
Yeah, that's right. Walk away. It's a shame she'll be back. Honey, I'm sorry I lied to you. I didn't mean any harm. I was only trying to protect you. But today's not all bad. Someone else finally gets to see this incompetent psycho for who she really is. I've been dealing with her since before we got married. Can you believe that? One crazy encounter after another. It's like I'm the Roadrunner or something. Don't worry. I'll find us a way out of here once she's...
Hi there. Did you miss me?
Not especially. Wait, what the fuck are you wearing? Is that a strap?
Why, yes it is. You know, I could have waterboarded you, broken your fingers, electrocuted you, but no. I think this is much more appropriate. It's high time you realized your place in this world. Wouldn't you agree, hubby? Your wife thinks she's this big, bad, invincible secret agent. But I know the truth. She's nothing but a dirty, worthless little slut. Isn't that right?
I'll kill you for this. You'll only wish I broke your arm when I'm done with...
Sadly, she's not the most obedient slut, you know? Ever since we met, I've been trying to teach her how to behave. But, as you can see, some dogs require a firmer hand than others. You know, she's right about one thing, though. I have no intention to kill either of you. There's not enough to gain from it. I just wanted to humiliate her. To make it perfectly clear that her delusions of control are just that. Delusions.
No, you're more insane than I thought. Oh, maybe you don't listen to a word she...
Silence. Right now, the only thing you need to worry about is taking my cock. It's all you're good for anyway. Where was I? Oh, yeah. You're probably wondering why I brought you along with her. The way I see it, you can't have a proper show without an audience. And what better audience than the man she pretends to love? Yeah, you heard me. Pretends. Think about it. She deceived you for so long. I can't even begin to imagine what half-assed excuses she made over the years. What a pathetic excuse for a wife. You deserve better than this piece of trash. All right, slut. You've earned your break. I'd love to fuck your face some more, but my hips are getting tired.
Fuck. That thing was huge.
And you loved every inch of it, didn't you? Oh, still drooling like a greedy whore.
Fuck off. I'll get free eventually, and then you'll pay.
In your dreams, bitch. Say, I've got a question for you.
What do you want now?
Would you consider yourself to be, observant?
You know I'm observant. What the hell is your point?
I was just making sure, because you haven't said anything about the hole in your chair yet.
What? You're right. There is a hole in it. So what?
It's good that you know now, because I made that hole for a reason.
What possible reason could you have for... What the fuck? Those panties were an anniversary gift, you cunt.
Oh, quit whining. You can always buy another pair. Oh, and look at this. Your cunt's dripping a little. Could it be that you liked getting face-fucked by me?
If you don't shut up right fucking now...
Ugh, enough with the empty threats. You're not in control, you. I am. And what I'll do next is take one of these dildos I've got and...
Oh, my pussy's not a storage closet, you sick freak.
Ugh, so ungrateful. Here comes another.
Oh, neither is my... Oops. Take these things out right now.
No. All in due time, slut. All in due time. But first, I'm gonna use them on you.
Wait. Don't... Oh... No, you can't do this to me.
I can, and I am. When will you get it through your head that I'm the one in charge?
Oh, please. Oh, I haven't gotten off for weeks.
Wow. I never would have guessed. It's not like you can sop him wet or anything. Poor, desperate little slut. But what about your husband? When you're off saving the world from whatever, have you thought about his needs?
Kiss my ass. Oh, you don't know what it's like to have someone who loves you.
And he does. I find that hard to believe. At least he gets to join me in watching you squirm.
Oh, God. Damn you.
I'm glad you think so highly of me. Perhaps I should go faster then?
No! Don't you dare. Oh, fuck.
Remember, sluts don't get to make demands. However, they do get to beg. Are you gonna beg for me, slut?
No. Never.
We'll see about that.
Okay. Fuck. I give up.
I'm sorry? You're gonna have to speak a bit louder.
Oh, I'm so fucking close. Please, show me mercy. Please. Oh, make me come.
I might. But first, tell me what you are.
Damn it. Oh, I'm a slut. A filthy fucking whore. Was only good for taking cock.
Is that so?
Yes. Oh, getting dominated. Oh, feels so fucking good. All I can think about is getting finished by you. The better agent.
Wait. Repeat that last part?
You're a better agent than me. I'm worthless. Just a piece of trash. Just like you said.
How wonderful. You finally accepted the truth. And your husband is here to witness it.
Oh, congrats. Oh, you crazy bitch. Oh, you finally managed to break me. Oh, no. Will you let me come? Please? Oh, I'm begging you. Oh, fuck.
Can't even follow simple instructions. Forgetting I'm still in control? On the bright side, your husband knows you're a filthy whore and a liar.
Oh, give it a fucking rest. Baby, my job is the only thing I've ever lied to you about. I swear.
So she says.
Anyway, what are you gonna do to me now? What other bullshit do you have planned?
To be honest, I haven't a fucking clue. I was hoping to wrap this up before lunchtime, and we're way ahead of schedule. I think I'm in the mood for pizza. Or maybe steak instead. I don't know. I'll figure it out on the way. See you later.
Hey, wait. You can't just leave us here.
Oh, you'll be fine. Just do some super spy escape artist shit or something.
I hate you.
Love you too. Until next time, slut.
I hope there's not a next time. Hey, honey? When I get us out of this, we should go shopping. Buy some rope, some chairs, some dildos. I can never have too many of those, right? Hey, don't give me that look. You know you love watching me be at someone else's mercy. Soon enough, I'll be at yours. But first, I gotta get loose from this stupid chair.